It's time for another epic episode of Card Subject to Change, and we've got an epic guest returning to talk about everything epic. That's right, SCW Pro's Merrick Brave is here to talk to you about, you guessed it, epic. The biggest night of the year for SCW Pro was this past Saturday, and we're not only going to review it, but talk about the history of the event itself. Well, enough of this epic intro. On with the show. Take it away, Mr. Bull.
Thank you very much, Sam Stripes, and welcome to another edition of the Card Subject to Change podcast, episode 45. If you've been with us since the beginning, wow, this is all about epic. Of course, the fallout from this past Saturday night's SCW Pro show in Bluegrass, Iowa. Before we talk about the history of epic, we need to talk about the epic elephant in the room, and that is, there's a champion amongst us fellas, a brand new tag champ. Merrick Brave, surprising, I think not just about everybody in the room was surprised when the music hit and Mr. Brave came down the aisle. Congratulations on the new championship.
Hey, thank you very much. Yeah, it was a well-kept secret. You don't get many of those in the wrestling business anymore, do you?
No, and those are the best. Those are the best. You don't want to know everything, or at least I don't want to know everything. So it was a pleasant surprise for sure.
Tried to...
Completely agree.
Yeah, tried to keep the people in the dark by still running the door at the beginning of the night and taking the people's money and greeting them into the show. And then about match three, I snuck down into the basement to get my gear on. And what's funny is a guy who was coming in when I was taking the money before the show started, he said, hey, is the guest the surprise guest Seth Rollins? And I was like, oh man, he is not going to cheer for me. He's not going to pop for me. But he did, I think. I don't know, somewhere.
Let's hope he did. Let's hope he did.
There was a good reaction. I was nervous. I was worried that maybe the reaction wouldn't be as loud as I had hoped, because I was wondering if people were kind of pontificating on who the guest would be and had these big grand names, and then it was just old shitty Merrick Brave.
No.
Listen, it was better than WrestleMania 34 when they went and got Nicholas out of the crowd. So it could have been a lot worse than that. So hey, it was a pleasant surprise, and I know not only I but most of the Bluegrass faithful in the building that night were very surprised and in a good way. So we'll talk more about that match later as we talk about the show from the other night. But we're going to talk more about the epic event itself and kind of how it came to be this big event, how it came to be the quote-unquote the event for SCW Pro.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm more than happy to do that with you guys. Happy that you got me on here tonight. Let's rock and roll, shall we?
Absolutely. So... refresh our memory here, Merrick. Is this the 19th or the 20th year that SCW has been running?
So we are heading quickly into our 20th anniversary, which will be September 9th at the Bluegrass Community Center, which is actually just about 10 days past when our actual 20th anniversary is. I think it was one of the last days in August in 2003. We had our first event down at St. Mark's on 3rd Street in Davenport.
Ooh,
West Davenport, correct?
Yep.
I know where that's at. Yeah.
Which is fun because that's about five blocks away from where the Wrestling Academy, Black and Brave Wrestling Academy, is on 3rd Street. So we're not too far away from the origins of myself, the origins of Shane Hollister, the origins of one Seth Rollins, and the origins of SCW Pro.
That's pretty awesome. Has Epic been a thing the entire time you guys have been running? Is this the 19th edition, or did that come about later on as you were getting your legs under the promotion?
So I think, if I remember correctly, Epic actually used to be our January event. Excuse me. Our January event, and we used to have our Rumble in Epic for like the first year or two. And then we decided, hey, this is a fun show. This could be like our WrestleMania type show. And why don't we run it the same month that WWE runs their WrestleMania? So we can kind of like capitalize on wrestling being, in the forefront of people's minds that month. So we moved it to April. And it's been in April most years. We missed a year. We took about a year off back in 2009, 2010. And then we missed a year during the COVID year when everything shut down. So we were running, we were taping shows at the Black and Brave Wrestling Academy, but it just didn't feel right to tape a show and call it Epic without the people there. So I think we've missed a couple Epics throughout the years, but this was probably the 17th or 18th Epic, which is just crazy to think about.
Absolutely.
And it's looking like in 2013, you guys did the night two in, or yeah, 2013 two night Epic. Is that correct, Merrick? Do you remember anything like that?
I think we actually have done that twice. We did it in 2013, and then we did it last year as well. That was the second time we had done a two night Epic. In 2013, it might have been back to back nights, but last year we did two Epics, but with a week or 2 weeks in between night one and night two, because we wanted an Epic at the Walcott Coliseum, which was our home at the time, and then also at our secondary home, Wildwood, in Iowa City. So they both venues got an Epic that last year.
Merrick, not to talk about the other night yet, but you know, it set a building attendance record, Epic did, for the Bluegrass Community Center.
Sure did.
Talk about how far the numbers have come from the first Epic. I mean, everybody's got to start somewhere, but the sure. numbers were overwhelming the other night. I mean, not to trump anything, but just when you thought the Bluegrass Community Center was big enough, you look around and there were people everywhere. And that's great for you guys.
Yeah it's,
absolutely it is.
It's great for us, but it's great for our community. It's great for the Bluegrass community. And Bluegrass as a city, they're known to support everything that's going on in that community, whether it's at the school or the community center, or, you know, they got a couple different baseball leagues out there. Everything is well attended. Like I said, they support everything that's going on in Bluegrass, and SCW now gets to be a part of that. We ran our first event at the Bluegrass Community Center back in November, and then came back in February, March, and then this past Saturday for Epic. So we'll be back at the Drive-In Theater this July, July 15th, and then again for the 20th anniversary in September. But we're going to take the summer off from most of our indoor shows so that we can focus on what we're calling our party schedule. We got a lot of shows outdoors at the Beer Stube. We're going to be back at Mercado in Moline. We've got a show in North Liberty coming up in June. We've got a show in Hamilton, Illinois, in early June. We've got a crazy party schedule, but hey, parties are supposed to be crazy, right? So we're going to have a good time this summer. But yeah, as far as Bluegrass, as far as the history of Epic goes and the history of attendance and really just the history of SCW as a whole, we're really on a hot streak right now. That's a testament to the whole team. We got a whole crew of guys and gals that make sure that all of these shows go off without a hitch. You know, it's certainly not me doing anything by myself. I never want to be the one that takes all the credit for everything that we do. Cause like the saying goes, it takes a village, and we certainly have a village of really awesome people who have helped us do what we've done for the past nearly 20 years, but especially these last 5 or 6 years, we've kind of hit our groove, and it only took us 15 years to figure out how to put on some kick-ass wrestling shows every month. So.
That's right.
I can't remember the attendance for the first Epic, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say Epic 2023 was a larger audience for sure.
Yeah. Let's. So now speaking of Epic and you know, WrestleMania has their WrestleMania moments. So Epic probably has their Epic moments. If there's anything that you would maybe go back in the history and think about of like a big Epic moment, what would you think that would be?
Well, you know, my memory isn't what it used to be. All these concussions throughout the years. Professional wrestling is dangerous, kids. Don't do it. But if you do want to do it, come to Black and Brave Wrestling Academy, where I would be more than happy to break you into the business. But I can remember some of my personal Epic moments. Sure. Epic 2, I got to wrestle Jerry Lynn, former ECW World Heavyweight Champion, former WWF Light Heavyweight Champion, one of the best professional wrestlers I've ever stepped in the ring with. That was a very special moment for me and a moment where I was nervous as hell. I was an 18-year-old kid wrestling this legend, this veteran in our industry, and we locked up, and I was so tense and stiff that Jerry just calmly, it's a work, everyone. I'm sorry to burst your bubble here, but but Jerry whispered what? In my ear. He said, "Hey, calm down, kid. I'll talk you through it. We're gonna be all right." And I immediately a wave of calm washed over me, and then I felt embarrassed that I was so nervous to begin with. But that was a great moment. And then the very next year, myself, Tyler Black, now known as Seth Rollins, and our trainer, Danny Daniels, competed in a triple threat ladder match for the SCW Heavyweight Championship at what is now known as Skellington Manor. What was it called back then, Chris?
It was the Masonic Temple.
Yep. Yeah.
Yes.
Masonic Temple. Many things going on in that Masonic Temple back in the day.
Yes. We tore the house down in a triple threat ladder match, which I think you can find on SCW's YouTube. Right now, if you just look up, I think it's SCW-Pro on YouTube. You can actually watch that match for free. That was Epic 2, Epic 3. And then skipping ahead quite a few years, last year I made my return to singles competition. I hadn't had a singles match in damn near 5 years at that point. And I came back and I wrestled JT Energy for the Iowa Championship at Epic Night 2. In Iowa City, and I got to perform as my alter ego, the Fashionista, that night. Yeah. So that was a fun one. That ended up being a match that I'm really proud of, but also a very brutal match. There was a lot of weapons involved in that one, doors and ladders and even a staple gun. I made $6 for that match, so it was all stapled to my forehead.
You know, I don't like to correct people, but actually the match you were thinking about was Epic 4. I just pulled it up on cagematch.net. It was Epic 4. And funny enough, there actually was a tag match which had Matt Cross in it with Shane Hollister. So that would be something to definitely look up to if you fans want to listen to that.
Yeah, M-Dog 20, man. What a good dude he is. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we've had a lot of names come in throughout the years, and maybe not all for Epic, but a lot of them for Epic. We had Scotty Tuhati in at Epic Night 1 last year. He wrestled Connor Braxton, actually defeated Connor Braxton and forced him into early retirement, but through shenanigans. There's always shenanigans in this business.
Chicanery.
Yeah, through some shenanigans, Connor Braxton was able to avoid his forced retirement and was able to compete in a very fantastic six-man street fight at the Bluegrass Community Center this past Saturday.
That was an amazing match.
Probably still picking Legos out of his back.
I would imagine so. That was quite the spectacle there. We got to see Infamy return as a whole for the first time in a year. That was a special moment. I thought top to bottom – on Saturday, that was one of the best shows we've ever put on. And I told everyone before the night began that every single match on this card could main event. If you pick one, you put every match in a hat, you pull one, and you're not going to go wrong with that one as your main event. So after watching it all unfold, I stand by that statement.
Now, Merrick, talking about that, like Nick said, we're going to get into the show itself a little bit later on, but you were talking about some of the names that have come in, like Scotty Tuhati. Was that the decision because this card was so stacked not to bring anyone in for Epic? Because that's usually been a tradition for the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think when we looked at it, we realized that we were on a hot streak. We were packing the Bluegrass Community Center without bringing in names. And I thought to myself, you know, I'm not sure we can fit any more people in the building, whether we bring in a name or not. And so then you run into the kind of the conundrum of, do you spend all that extra money to bring in a name while not bringing any more money in for the company? So then I have to charge extra for tickets. And it's a source of pride for me that we, while I believe have the best professional wrestling product in the state of Iowa, we are also the most affordable ticket in the state of Iowa.
Yeah.
While everybody else is out here charging at minimum $15 a ticket, sometimes upwards of $25 to $30 a ticket, we stick, for the most part, 90, 95% of our shows, for the most part, we stick to that $10 price point because I want you to be able to bring your entire family out to our events without having to worry about, can we afford groceries tomorrow? Can we afford to pay the light bill? Can we afford to go on that vacation we've been planning for the last year? I want you to be able to bring the whole family out and enjoy a night on the town, a night in front of, a night with your friends watching what I consider the best professional wrestling product in the state of Iowa.
And I think the numbers don't lie. The numbers don't lie with who was there the other night. I was talking Merrick with CZ, you know, earlier today, and I was like, how do I put this to Merrick? Usually there's a big star that comes in for Epic, but they didn't need it this year. The show was so good, with or without a name, there's going to be people there, and you're right. I mean,
that was another – yeah, that was another source of pride. That was something that I mentioned to the locker room before the show started, was that we didn't need to bring in an outside name, a WWE legend, to fill up this card with amazing matches. If you go back and you look, every single person, male, female, on that card is either an SCW original or was trained at the Black and Brave Wrestling Academy. That's it.
Yep.
We didn't bring in anyone else. You were either a Black and Brave graduate or an SCW original. And that, to me, speaks volumes about what we do here that's so different than what everyone else does. And that's not a knock or a shot at any other promotion. There's so many great promotions in the state of Iowa and all across the Midwest, all across the country. But we truly are the definition of homegrown. We are the definition of building a town, so to speak, and creating a community of people who love independent professional wrestling here in the Quad Cities. And we've been doing that for almost 20 years. And I think our hard work is paying off.
I couldn't agree more. And I was so, I'm on the fence, and I'll tell you why, but I was so glad I was able to make it out to the show. On the fence because I'm having some issues with my personal work life. I don't want to talk about that. I'm not bringing this show down. I love that for the first time in probably 6 months, I was able to come to your biggest show because you and I have known each other for probably about a decade. I've always loved coming out and supporting, whether I'm in your ring holding the microphone or I'm in the crowd by myself or with my friends, because you guys put on a hell of a show every time I'm there.
Thank you, Chris. And we appreciate that, and we just want to be able to keep that going. That's really our goal. I always ask my performers. I'm like, did you get hurt? No. Did you have fun? Yeah. Then it was a good night. Don't worry about anything else. It was a good night.
And that's the thing I always love about going to SCW Pro. You know, it takes you away from the reality. It takes you away from the real world for just that couple hours. And you're just immersed in the storytelling, into the action, into the drama of, you know, just anything that SCW Pro has to offer. And it's like when people come to the show, that's what they want to do. They want to forget about, you know, their troubles, their any, you know, anything, but they want to, but mainly number one, they want to be entertained.
Yep. And I think we're able to do that. I think we entertain people and we're able to give them that outlet, that moment away from, you know, you were talking about, you know, work problems, and there's work problems and family problems and illnesses and this, that, and the other, and then just problems going on in the world. And you can forget about all of that for 2 hours, 2.5 hours, 2 hours and 45 minutes on Saturday, which was a little bit longer than I was hoping that event was going to be. But, you know, sometimes the guys get carried away, but I've been guilty myself a time or two, but you know, you're able to come on out. You're, again, able to bring the entire family because we have those affordable tickets, and you're able to just sit back, relax, and know that with SCW, you are going to get a quality show because we do not drop the ball. While Epic is our one of our biggest shows of the year, we like to think that every show can be an epic as long as we all go out there and do exactly what we're supposed to do, which is entertain the people and focus on entertaining the people, keeping them in the forefront of our minds, knowing that the show is for them. It's not for us. We're not going out there to entertain ourselves or to pop ourselves. We want to make sure that the audience is getting what they paid for. And I think more often than not, we're able to do so.
I think you are as well. Like I said earlier, the numbers don't lie from the other night. That was a fantastic show. And like you said, everybody was homegrown talent. Any one of those matches could have headlined. And every one of those matches, you know, performed. And the crowd was not disappointed by any stretch of the means. No. I would have said you had the biggest pop of the night, but I think Infamy might have stole that from you by the end.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Just a little bit. Hey, that's okay.
They got the muscles and the tattoos and the hair and everything. My time's come and gone. This is their time now.
You rattled off a bunch of dates earlier, Merrick, and I just wanted to touch on some. You talked about the party schedule. Yep. You know, this summer we'll get to that. I wanted you to talk about a very important fundraiser that's going on really soon here, and we wanted to make mention of it a couple times. A fundraiser that's going on this Saturday at Low Pies. You want to fill us in, Merrick?
Absolutely. We have a very loyal fan, Michael Latcham. He comes out with his family to every single SCW Pro event, and he is in need of a lung transplant. He's in dire need of a lung transplant, and those things are not cheap. So he and his family are looking to raise money to help assist with the medical costs associated with his lung transplant. We were able to today alone on social media, we were able to raise over $2,000 to contribute to Michael's funds for his lung transplant. But we didn't want to stop there. So as you said, we're holding a fundraising event this Saturday at Low Pies in downtown Davenport, their downtown Davenport location. We are going to be watching Epic, which happened this past Saturday, so only 1 week later, we're going to be watching it in its entirety for free. No cover charge. All you got to do is come on in, grab a slice of pizza, maybe a beer or two, and you can watch Epic for free in its entirety. While you're there, if you're able, donate a few bucks to Michael Latcham's lung transplant fund. We'll have a jar out there. We'll be collecting money for Michael. And while you're there, you'll have an opportunity to win free Black and Brave merchandise, t-shirts, hats, free SCW merchandise, as well as free Seth Rollins autographed items, including signed 8x10 photos and signed action figures as well. So this Saturday, 6:30 p.m., we're going to watch Epic, the entire event from start to finish, and you're going to have an opportunity to win free merchandise as well. If you can throw a couple bucks in the jar for Michael, that would be greatly appreciated from us here at SCW Pro, but also obviously the Latcham family for that lung transplant for Michael.
That's this Saturday. That's starting at 6:30 p.m., correct?
Yep, 6:30 p.m., downtown Davenport, Low Pies location.
And all of the information that Merrick just went over, we have shared on our Twitter, our Facebook. So we have shared all that information. So check out Facebook, Twitter for all that information if you missed any of that. How about we do it, boys? Let's deep dive into the night that was Epic. What do you say?
Let's do it. I love it. Such a stacked card, like we've been saying. I mean, you guys don't pull any punches. You're starting hot right away with the SCW championship match between JT Energy and the Devil Dog, Dustin Moseley. What a fantastic way to start the show.
Yeah, so
What gave you that idea to start it off with that big match?
So, you know, like I said, every single match on that card could have main evented, but only one match gets to close the show. So for us, it made sense that you put the street fight on last because, you know, there's tables and there's thumbtacks and there's things like that. All that stuff needs to be cleaned out of the ring. But also all of that stuff can kind of – it can leave a crowd feeling so – emotionally spent after the match is over that it's hard for them to get as fully invested in the other matches after its conclusion. So to me, I wanted to avoid that scenario altogether and put that match on last. So in doing so, I needed a spot to put the heavyweight championship match, which is an extremely important match, a match that's been building for months when Dustin Moseley won the Prestige Rumble back in January. And I said, you know what? People are looking forward to this match. Let's not make them wait any longer. Let's start out hot. Let's get them going. Let's get them into this event. And let's give them a great match, hot, fresh out the gate. And let's make sure that we make sure everyone knows that this match is opening the show. So we promoted it on our social media earlier in the week. Let everybody know when you come to Epic, you better be on time or you're going to miss one of the best matches on the card. JT Energy defending his heavyweight championship against the Devil Dog, Dustin Moseley. And that match did not disappoint. That was a fantastic contest. JT retaining his championship against Dustin Moseley. That was a good one. So yeah, we had to get him going. We had to kind of lube the gears. You know what I mean? We had to spray the WD-40 in there and get everybody ready to rock and roll straight from the jump.
And you can do that with the benefit of the card that you had set up, whereas
exactly.
It's not a letdown. Like I kind of like, I don't know. I always try to throw everything back to a WrestleMania. I'm like, man, this is like Edge Alberto Del Rio when it kicked off the show, you know, big championship match to start the
Seth
show.
Rollins versus Brock Lesnar a couple years ago in New York.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Sheamus and Daniel Bryan did it 1 year too. I mean, just, I love that feeling of the, that tells you, hey, this is our biggest prize, but the rest of this card, we're going to take care of you. You guys did.
It surely sets the tone.
It does.
And the one great thing about that is throughout the whole night, there was no sense of the crowd wasn't like emotionless. The crowd wasn't like they weren't exhausted. It was like they just kept that emotion going and going and going. Whereas some professional wrestling crowds, they just sit there on their hands and do nothing. This crowd last night was – or excuse me, Saturday night was just epic. Let's say it, epic.
it was an epic audience, that's for sure. Yeah, and man, that our fans are the best. I love our fans so much. They get emotionally invested in the stories that we're trying to tell. We try to tell the best stories possible, but they keep up with it and they follow us on social media and they follow the wrestlers on social media. And some of those stories progress on social media, not just at the events. So Chris, you're right. They definitely were into the entire thing from start to finish, starting with that heavyweight championship match all the way to the six-man tag.
And Merrick, I just want to throw out there, you booking the shows, if you're looking for something for the Devil Dog to do next, him and our good friend Nick Bull here, they've been in each other's faces quite a few times. We posted a picture of it over the weekend. So there's his next matchup right there.
Not many of our audience members are as tall as Nick Bull either. What a big guy.
It's like a mirror image almost. The hair kind of matches.
Yeah,
you
know. The sunglasses.
He's probably in a little bit better shape. I'll give it to him. His cardio is definitely better than mine. I'll give him that.
No, I bet, yeah. So moving on, we have the returning Kaia McKenna taking on Amina Belmont. Now, Kaia McKenna was gone for quite a while with a knee injury, I believe.
Shoulder. Same as you,
shoulder.
Buddy. Shoulder
same as
injury.
Me. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Yep. She separated her shoulder in a match for AAW in Chicago, which is run by my trainer, Danny Daniels. Mm-hmm. And she was out for a little while, and she was actually initially told by her surgeon that she wasn't going to be able to come back until about June or July, but she was feeling pretty good. So she went and got a checkup and a second opinion, and she was actually told, hey, no, you are good to go. You're ready. You're not going to do any more damage if you come back a couple months early. So she let me know. She hit me up. She said, hey, I'm available if you want me. And I said, I absolutely want you.
Of course.
She is a well-known name all across the entire country, but she is a homegrown talent as well. She trained at Black and Brave Wrestling and had her first match with SCW Pro. So we were happy to welcome her back on an SCW Pro event, her first match back from injury, and her and Amina. And Amina is great as well. Amina, just, again, a Black and Brave graduate. She is one of the fastest rising superstars on the independent scene right now, and she's making her way all across the country right now, wrestling on so many different events and kicking ass on so many different different events that we just thought, hey, that is a perfect pairing, and we might as well get these girls in the ring and see what they can do together. And again, they did not disappoint.
No, definitely did not.
Not at all.
Touching on Amina, she's one of my favorite things to watch, the whole thing at the show and the build up to the temper tantrum, though we didn't get it the other night when she has
get it last night.
When she has that full-fledged tantrum, though, I mean, oh.
Although she was very close. She was very close to win with McKenna when Kaya McKenna threw that purse. She was very close.
Yes. You don't throw a woman's purse. One night only. No. She's got a great grasp on her character. You know, mm-hmm. She's got the spoiled rich girl character. Funny thing is when people hear her talk, they probably think, oh, she does a really good British accent. Nope. That's just how she talks. Yep. She has lived all over the world in many, many different areas. And I forget exactly which country she was living in right before she came to train with us. God, I wish I could remember. It wasn't England. It was another country with British accents. And when she came to us, everybody was like, are you putting us on right now? Are you trying to rib us right now? But no, that's just her natural, inflection there. Her accent is actually a British accent, so it only made sense, and it was all her idea in the first place to do this rich spoiled brat type character, and she does it very, very, very well. So big fan of Amina Belmont. See some big things in her future, and happy to be able to call her a student of mine.
No doubt. So I don't have the order of the matches in front of me. Refresh my memory. I believe the next match was the Battle Royal for the number one contendership of the QC Cup.
Yeah, everybody likes the Prestige Rumble event. So if you can give them a little tinge of that on our biggest show of the year, Epic, and get a bunch of guys in a Battle Royal. I think we had 10 guys in that one. You gotta do it. So that was a fun one. Shane Boucher, been with us for a while now. He won that Battle Royal and got the opportunity at the Cup. And then we went right into it. Eric Esnight did not want to wait. He said, you know what? You won the opportunity to challenge me for the Cup, but I didn't tell you, or we didn't tell you when that match was going to happen. In fact, that match is happening right now. So he was able to kind of get the jump on him and wrestle Boucher when he was a little bit tired. His energy was expelled from winning that Battle Royal. So, you know, Esnight, always willing to take the dirty underhanded tactics and run with them.
a lot of fun spots.
Yeah, that match did not disappoint as well. I mean, Shane Boucher was tired. I mean, you could see he was spent, but he did not pull any punches for when Eric Esnight came out to challenge him for that title right away. All right, to put on the match right away.
Yeah. And you know what? Eric is a fast riser within the company as well. He's got his sidekick, Garot, who, I know the guy who plays Garot, the character Garot, still scares the shit out of me. Every time.
He's scary. He's scary.
Every time he walks up with that mask on, I'm like, man, you are big and you are bad. And I don't want to be in a ring with him. He's scary for me.
I haven't heard him make a noise yet. I don't even know if he's capable of making a noise.
Maybe not. I'm not sure. We'll have to find out as these events roll on. Yeah.
I wanted to comment about the Battle Royal. Not many times do you get a real kind of high flying spot in a Battle Royal match.
Yep.
But you got it with this, and the crowd, I think, embraced the where it happened in the match with the fact that it was a Battle Royal and it really got over. And now I'm talking about Malik Champion doing what I would call like a reverse springboard press onto a crowd of people there in the middle of the ring.
Yeah. I think it was a rope assisted one. I think Brandon Becker kind of launched him almost like a double bounce on a trampoline and launched him sky high into the air. And Malik Champion is one of the most athletic guys we have on the roster. He's so good at what he does. A bright future for him as well. But it was his partner. It was his partner getting the win in the match that night in Shane Boucher.
Yep.
And then we had
a great time. That was
none other than SCW Iowa Fatal Four Tag Team Match, or Fatal Four Way, not the Tag Team Match. That was actually
not a tag team match. Nope. No.
It was Cornboy, Shane Hollister, Johnny Wisdom, and Shaking Hips Crotch.
Yeah, that one, what an interesting dynamic in that match. You get three longtime veterans of SCW Pro and Shane Hollister, Crotch, and Johnny Wisdom. And then you get the young upstart, Cornboy, who is a fan favorite in his own right. And it was the young guy. It was the young guy able to pull out the victory and come away as the Iowa champion as the night as the match concluded. And Shane Hollister, the gracious champion that he was, he grabbed the belt and he strapped it around Cornboy's waist to end that one. So very, very proud of Cornboy. Very just very happy at the progress he's made. When he was training at the Black and Brave Wrestling Academy, and he knows I would say this, he wasn't the most talented individual that we've ever had come through the school, at least from day one, from the jump. He had a lot to work on, but to his credit, he worked on those things. He put in the effort, he put in the time, he got the reps, and he got better. And every time you saw him, he was just a little bit better than the last time you saw him. And he's been working with us now for a good number of years, and it felt like the right time. And he was able to go out there and get that big win in front of that big audience, and all of those people were extremely happy to watch it happen.
I don't want to steal the line from, you know, Cody Rhodes and WWE finished the story, because Cornboy is continuing his story. But for me, it feels like once he got that win against Latin Thunder in the mask versus career match and Bluegrass, it just seems like Cornboy has been on an incredible roll since then. That was like the momentum he needed. And here he is now with the Iowa championship around his waist.
Yeah, I mean, he retired an absolute legend, not only in SCW Pro, but a legend in this business, a lucha legend in Latin Thunder. And first of all, what a moment that was in and of itself.
It was incredible.
Yeah, mask versus mask and hair versus career. Just a lot of high stakes, a lot on the line in that one. Cornboy was victorious. Latin Thunder was forced into a soft retirement. I don't think you've seen the last of Latin Thunder, and that's an educated guess. But that was kind of the momentum that he needed to spring him into this angle, this story with Hollister, Crotch, and Wisdom. And again, he was able to overcome not only the numbers game, but also just the immense amount of history behind all three of those wrestlers, all three of those performers, and able to come away with the victory. So his stock is really high right now. And we're again, very, very happy that Cornboy is our Iowa champion, and he represents SCW very, very well.
And I just want to touch on the build to that four-way match. That was very well put together, where you have a series of matches between the three challengers, and for it to end basically in a draw and have to go to that fatal four-way, I thought that was a fun build.
Thank you. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't know if you've seen a triple pin like that, where all three guys in a triple threat match were pinned at the same time, which is what happened when Cornboy, Crotch, and Johnny Wisdom were wrestling in the finals of this Eliminator series of matches in Iowa City late last month. But Cornboy hit the double choke slam. Everybody kind of fell on top of each other, and it was 1-2-3 triple pin. So we see the double pin every now and again, but I'm not sure you've seen a triple pin.
I don't remember one in my call up one in my memory. So
trendsetter.
Pretty cool moment overall.
There you go. Not off the top of my head. I can't. I love seeing different things, and you're right. I don't think I have seen a triple pin. If it's happened, maybe it has, and it's unbeknownst to me, or it happened so long ago, I can't remember. But yeah, I liked it too. I really did. And you're right. The buildup to it was great. A little disappointed that Johnny Wisdom, you know, was on the show last week and promised he was going to rip somebody's nose off.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
I'm guessing, Merrick, you probably had to talk him down, since it is a family-friendly show.
Yeah, we want everyone to leave with the noses they arrived with.
That's going to be on the ticket when next time.
It's a selling point. Yeah. You get to keep your nose.
Maybe maybe that's a new match type to work towards, nose versus nose.
Oh yeah.
Hey, get eye versus eye. Now we got nose versus nose, baby.
There we go. I like pointers from my buddy Seth Rollins there.
Now we got the tag team match. Jeez. Back on the rails here. Well, now we got the SCW Pro tag team match with the mystery guest partner, none other than Merrick Brave and Mason Beck, taking on the tag team of Partners in Rhyme, former guest of the show, Nico Klein and MFG.
Yeah, you know, that when I look back, that match was awful. It sucked, and everybody in it should be fired.
No.
Man, talk about the pop when you came out. How did that feel walking back into the arena and the crowd just blowing up?
Yeah, that was amazing. That, man, there's a lot of work that goes into not only putting on the events, but then also getting yourself ready to wrestle on the events. So I knew that was going to be happening for a couple months now. So I've been spending a little extra time in the gym trying to work on the basically just the arms. Everything else is covered. So it was literally just arm day every day for a solid 2 months. But you just never know if that hard work that you're putting in is going to pay off. It's, or if you're going to be rewarded for that. And like I said, I was nervous that the audience was going to be disappointed that I was the surprise guest. And then it wasn't, you know, some big name we were bringing in, some WWE legend, you know, that we were bringing in for the night. So when the music hit and I walked, you know, through the door there, and everybody, they were on their feet, they were clapping, there were kids with their mouths agape. it was so rewarding, and it's that payoff that you get from all, you know, those weeks and weeks that you put into getting yourself ready to do this, and it's just, and getting an opportunity to once again wrestle in front of my own children. I had my two sons there to watch that. That's always special. And I'm hoping that, you know, I'm older now. I've been in this business for almost 20 years. I don't know how many more matches I have in me as I move forward. So to be able to get the reception I did from the audience and then entertain them the way that hopefully I did. And to be able to do the same for my own children and leave them with those memories as they go on and they get older. Like, that's just, you can't beat that. That's super special to me.
Yeah, most definitely.
Now, you brought up something that I wanted to ask about, and that's your two sons here. What is it like for them watching their dad step in the ring? Not all the time, but on an occasion like Epic, what is that like for your boys?
Oh, they love it. They love it to death. I did not tell them that I was going to be answering the call here and joining Mason Beck as his tag team partner. They had no idea. It was a complete surprise. My youngest
son,
he's asked me so many times over the last couple months too. He's like, "Dad, when are you going to wrestle again?" And I never lied to him. I didn't say, no, I'm not wrestling. What I said was, "Dad's got a broken back," which is true. I legitimately have a broken vertebrae in my lower back right now. But the doctors were like, "Well, we can't fix it. We can't go in there and make it unbroken. It's just broken, and it's actually been broken for quite a long time. In fact, I broke my back in May of 2007, so I've had a broken back for almost 16 years at this point. So every match that I've had over the last 16 years has been conducted with a broken back. But I didn't actually find out that I had a broken back until late last year when I had my neck surgery. The MRI was only from about here up, and my broken vertebrae is in my lower back. So they never actually discovered that my back was broken until like November of last year or September, October, somewhere in that vicinity. But I would always tell him, he'd say, "When are you going to wrestle again?" I'd say, "Dad's got a broken back. You need to calm down." So I didn't lie. I didn't tell him I wasn't going to wrestle, but they had no idea that I was going to be the mystery partner on Saturday. So it was fun to watch their reactions.
I could tell you and Mason were having
fun.
Without
a doubt.
Looked like you were having fun. If you weren't, you had me hooked. You know, you had me, but I can't speak for MFG and Nico, but you guys look like you were having fun.
I loved the Diesel and Shawn Michaels pose. I'm like,
oh,
yes,
yeah.
The two dudes with attitudes. Yes.
That's, you know, that's, we were actually part of a group, essentially a tag team many years ago, 15 years ago in SCW. We were bad guys, though. We were heels. So this was our first opportunity to be a babyface tag team ever in our careers, babyface tag team together. So we were having fun. We were having a blast. You know, it was just an opportunity. He's a great friend of mine outside of the professional wrestling business. You know, we'll text each other and chat about just life in general. So to go out there and be able to perform alongside one of my best friends, it's just a special moment. It's just a really special moment. And I always tell people, if you're having fun, the audience is also going to have fun. So that's what I try to do. I try to go out there. Like I said, did you have fun? Yeah. Did you get hurt? No. Cool. It was a good night. And it was a good night.
It really was. It really was all around. And, you know, the fun doesn't stop there. There's more matches there that we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
The fun did not stop.
Nope, Jossi versus Dante Leon was the semi-main there, and that was actually revealed to be a number one contendership match just because those two guys have earned it. Those two guys have gone off and not left SCW Pro for good or anything like that, but they go out, they branch out, and they grow their careers, which we love to see as a trainer and as a promotion in SCW. When one of your wrestlers gets to go to Japan and win a championship overseas and then come back home and compete on one of your biggest shows of the year, that's a feather in SCW's cap, in addition to being a feather in my cap as his trainer, and then obviously a feather in Dante's cap as the man who went and did it himself. But to welcome him back with open arms, and then Jossi, who's been all around the country himself, he's done, I mean, you saw him at WrestleMania. He was front and center with Dominic Mysterio. So he's done work with WWE. He's done work with AEW. and he's done work with plenty of other big promotions across the country. But to welcome him back for one of our biggest nights of the year, and to see both of those guys do battle, you knew it was going to be something special, and it absolutely was.
And there's a lot of history with both of them and JT Energy. So to see them both in a number one contender match, knowing that they're going to be going up against JT, that history between the three of them, that was just fun too. I can't wait. I hope I'm in town to see Dante take on JT. I don't know if I will be at this point, but we'll see.
That is April 22nd. April 22nd at Wildwood in Iowa City.
Yeah. Talk about Wildwood a little bit.
It is Earth Day, but it is also
Earth shaking.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
There we go. The day the Earth stood still, maybe. Can Dante Leon pull off the big upset at this point? You know, JT's been a dominant champion over these last few months. So I would have to say, if Dante were to pull off the victory, it would be a major upset. Can he do that and then possibly take the SCW Pro Championship back to Japan with him?
We'll see.
That's the big question right there.
Let's go ahead. Go right ahead. Well, you're good, Nick. Oh, I think Mr. Bull froze up on me.
He's thinking about the SCW Championship in Japan.
He's thinking about it in Japan. So, while he's frozen up, let's go ahead and start the main event of the evening. That's the main event. It does take three. It's the Bluegrass Street Fight.
Bluegrass Street Fight. Yep. Infamy.
Now you, Merrick, you mentioned that Jossi was at WrestleMania escorting Dominic Mysterio. Can't forget to mention Connor Braxton being a part of that group as well.
Nope. Connor Braxton, a part of the group escorting Dominic Mysterio to the ring at WrestleMania, and then returning home to SCW Pro to main event our biggest show of the year. So really happy for both those guys. But yeah, Braxton with his new cronies, Augustus Straven and Jay Marston, taking on Infamy. And I dare say Infamy is the most dominant trio in SCW Pro history at this point.
What an amazing match. A lot of fun. That was, if I'm not mistaken, the first ever Bluegrass Street Fight, correct?
The very first bluegrass street fight. Yep. We've had street fights all over Eastern Iowa and Western Illinois at this point, but we had never had one at the Bluegrass Community Center until the main event of Epic 2023.
Legos, thumbtacks, tables.
And what a great dynamic.
Doors.
Yeah. It was crazy. It was doors. It was fun. And it was fun. It was great.
And possibly the greatest photo of all time comes from that match. Our wonderful photographer, Clint Dye, I believe he's watching right now. Hey, Clint, how you doing? He does great work, guys. You got to follow him on Twitter and Instagram. Clint is a fantastic photographer. But again, the greatest photo of all time came from that match, and that's when Dion Russin did the big dive over the top rope. And you just see Robin Steele yeah. in the foreground, just kind of looking off with his arms spread. And you see Dion doing the big dive onto Braxton behind him. It is so good. I'm not even joking. That is legitimately the greatest wrestling photo I've ever seen in my life.
We will make sure to let our fans know, point them Clint's way. I know I almost stumbled into him a couple times the other night, but you're right. He is right on top of the action. He does good work. And we will try to find that picture for sure. And you know, send our fans to that, but you're absolutely right. I think that was away from me, so I'm definitely gonna go back and seek it out to see it because it was away from me. Obviously, it wasn't coming at me. So, wrapping up here, I mean, I just had a couple side thoughts, like Jossie and Connor Braxton. How cool that, you know, whenever, you know, we could say they were in LA last Saturday night, whenever they filmed that thing with Dom, you know, to go from LA on WrestleMania 39, and then they're right there in front of you in Bluegrass on Saturday night the following week. I just think that's so cool, and I know I couldn't have been the only person that was thinking that there. I'm pretty sure most of that room had seen WrestleMania and probably thinking the same thing, but that was neat. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, and you know, that's the thing about independent wrestling and SCW as a whole is – you get to come out and watch a great show, watch a great product, but you also get to see the stars that you'll eventually be watching on television in the future. You get to see them in the flesh, and you can be that person that tells everybody else, I knew that guy way back when. And don't get me wrong, I get to use that line every day of my life. Oh, yeah, you see that Seth Rollins guy? I knew him when he was wearing his Larry Johnson Charlotte Hornets jersey to Hooters and ordering the grilled cheese platter because he couldn't afford anything more expensive than that. Now he's driving around in his Tesla every day.
Merrick, on that, guys, I know I asked this question when I had you on the show back in October. I doubt your answer has changed very much, but who are we watching out for? Give us some names as to who we need to – who's the future of the business coming out of Black and
Gray? All of them. Like, legitimately, you saw Saturday's card, every single one of them. I truly believe in what we do down at the Black and Brave Wrestling Academy. I truly believe in our training method. I truly believe that what we focus on in terms of creating emotional connections and creating just fantastic stories for the fans to sink their teeth in, I think that is – and always has been what has made professional wrestling great. It's, you know, the cool moves are awesome. The dives are awesome. The flips and the spins and the twists and all that stuff. That stuff is great. But if you can't accompany those things with great stories, then it's just a stunt show. It's just a kung fu movie. And kung fu movies are great, but they're not out there winning Oscars. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you can accompany the cool stuff with the great storytelling, then you get to be one of those performers that's remembered forever. And that's what we focus on at the Black and Brave Wrestling Academy. And I truly believe that everyone that you watch on an SCW Pro show, everyone that you see coming out of the Black and Brave Wrestling Academy has the tools in their toolbox to create and build something special with their own careers.
Fantastic. Merrick, we're gonna close the show, but I want you to promote what's coming up. Talk about that charity show one more time for us.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of stuff going on. I'll start with this Saturday again down at Low Pies. You can watch Epic in its entirety, plus win free merchandise from SCW, Black and Brave, some free Seth Rollins autographed items, 8x10s, action figures, and it's all in the name of a good cause for Michael Latcham, a true SCW fan who's in need of a lung transplant. You can come down and donate a few bucks if you've got a few bucks to spare. It's greatly appreciated. That's this Saturday, 6:30 p.m. at the downtown Davenport location of Lopez. Next time you can see an SCW Pro event live in person is April 22nd at Wildwood in Iowa City. That's a 7 o'clock start time. As always, tickets are $10. And then Friday, May 12th, we actually are running a charity wrestling event. So a full 2 hour wrestling show at Davenport West High School, starting at 7 o'clock that Friday night, Friday, May 12th. Every single dollar raised, that's concession stands, that's ticket sales. Every single dollar raised at that event goes back towards Davenport West Athletics. We are not leaving with a single dollar in our pockets from that night. We are donating our time and our performances to Davenport West to help out their athletic department, get some new jerseys for the football team, the basketball teams, help them out. That's Friday, May 12th. And then on May 27th, our very first Beer Stube event of the party season. That's a Saturday night, May 27th, at the Beer Stube in Moline. Come on out. Those Beer Stube shows, if you've never been, that is a party. And despite the fact that it is an outdoor event at a bar, they are family friendly. You are able to bring the entire family out there. You can bring the kids on out there. We've been doing those for a number of years now, and it's always a great time. Always a great time. So, and you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg. If you want to see more of what's going on in SCW Pro, you can follow us on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook at SCW Pro for a full schedule of events, plus a lot of fun stuff, a lot of other fun stuff as well.
Take a breath. I think you covered it all. That was that's a pitch man right there. Now, hey, now since you got us,
promoter.
Since you got us the other night as the surprise return, when you're taking the money now and doing the clicker and keeping count, I want that belt on your shoulder.
Oh, I might have to. Maybe at least around the waist.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you once again, Merrick, coming on here after Epic the other night. It was a fantastic showing in Bluegrass. Get on SCW Pro's social media for the important dates coming up. Of course, that benefit at Lopi is on Saturday. Make sure you stop down there. Say hi to Merrick. Say hi to the other wrestlers. Chance to win free or to win merchandise as well. Signed stuff from Seth Rollins as well as Black and Brave and SCW stars as well. But what a great time to be a wrestling fan. And hey, you guys just added to it. I mean, just another chapter in the SCW Pro book and another good show. And 2023 is rolling good for you guys.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys having me. Chris. Nick, thank you guys so much. You guys got a great thing going here, and good work, all right?
Absolutely. Anytime you want to come back, you are always welcome, Merrick. Next week, we've got another Black and Brave graduate, Mr. Primetime James Thomas, is hopping on the show, so we'll be talking to him. More exciting interviews and episodes coming up that we'll announce later on, but thank you all for tuning in. Merrick, thank you so much for coming on, and we will talk to you next time.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.